Donald Trump's administration will brief all members of Congress Tuesday about the threat they contend that Iran poses, even as Trump and a key Iranian official traded taunts. The briefing comes after days of suspicions expressed by U.S. officials that Iran was responsible for attacks last week on two Saudi oil pumping stations and an earlier sabotage of four oil tankers. On Sunday, Trump tweeted, "If Iran wants to fight, that will be the official end of Iran. Never threaten the United States again." In a rejoinder, Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif suggested that Trump try respect instead of issuing threats. He said Trump is hoping to achieve what other aggressors failed to do. The giant U.S. internet search engine Google said Monday it is restricting China's Huawei from access to its Android operating system in compliance with the Trump administration's blacklisting of the world's second biggest smartphone maker as a national security threat. Google said it is reviewing the implications of last week's order requiring export licenses for technology sales to Huawei. The two companies said millions of Huawei phones already in use would continue to have access to such popular Google services, such as Gmail, YouTube, and Maps, but future transfer of hardware, software, and services would be curbed. The United States military says one of its warships in the South China Sea sailed near the disputed Scarborough Shoal claimed by China and the Philippines on Monday. It was the second U.S. military freedom of navigation exercise in the region in the last month. It's to challenge excessive maritime claims in the region. This is VOA News. Volodymyr Zelensky took the oath of office Monday as Ukraine's new president, and, as expected, immediately dissolved the country's